Ford show.
Oh. Or the Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, it's great. Man, the world's not on fire and everything is great. Aren't you happy that everything is great?
Yeah, I love being great.
Ha. Man, things are great.
America is great, and you can too.
Oh, man. It sure is great to be great again.
Yeah, because we weren't great before.
Isn't it great, guys?
Now we're super great.
Super great.
Super. Fucking super great.
Fucking great. What's up, guys? Welcome to Dapper Shark Podcast, episode 82. Joining me today in the studio is James.
Wow, this is a studio?
I know. It's pretty much a studio, honestly.
Well, hey, a studio has booze. I'm cool with that.
Right?
Welcome, guys.
Emily couldn't be here due to illness, we'll say.
Yeah. More like her face feels like it's splitting in two due to a
migraine.
Headache.
Something. One of those two. Probably a migraine, honestly, because she'd suck it up for a headache.
Yeah. That's what I usually do. Like, I mean, I know that there is an actual medical difference between headache and migraine, but I pretty much just call a headache that is so bad that you are, like, actually calling into work or you're incapable of doing anything. I just go on ahead and just straight call it a migraine. It's like...
I don't blame you. That sounds pretty fucking accurate.
Sounds a little more scientifically, you know,
sound.
Bad. Yeah, scientifically sound rather than just saying, really bad fucking headache. Because that's pretty much what I would put in my emails. Actually, I don't really get headaches all that often. I think probably in my adult life, 90% of my headaches have been from drinking too much.
Yep.
And even that doesn't happen that often. I usually just wake up the next day just feeling shitty.
Well, aren't you just fucking healthy?
Yeah, like
fucking picture of health.
Picture.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah,
I don't get headaches.
My fat ass sitting over here, I don't get headaches. I'm super healthy. Drinks fucking alcohol-laced goddamn energy drink.
Hey, you know, I'm not drinking much better. Okay, so guys, you may have heard over the weekend, because we referenced it in the last episode, that the FCC won't let it be. We'll let net neutrality be free.
Wow. Just fucking what?
Exactly. See, Ajit Pai decided that he was going to taunt the internet with a video afterwards, and then no consequences happened to him because he's kind of got us by the balls right now. But as soon as anyone finds fucking anything, including the means to a multi-state class action lawsuit, you know, the one that's in the works with 20-something states on it right now?
Yay.
You can bet that he's going to reap the whirlwind.
Yeah, here's to hoping. Wait, so was the video that you were referencing, was that the, like, this is all the shit that you could still do after the fucking net neutrality? Yeah, no, that was like...
Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him with the biggest, like, spikiest dildo you could possibly find.
Yeah.
Extra spikes.
And put it in the large end first.
Exactly.
So getting it out is harder. Anyway.
Wow. So yeah, pretty much anybody who uses the internet is going to have a lot of problems with this guy. Although one thing I was kind of wondering is that, and I've seen a couple posts on it, is just the thought of who's going to be the first one. Like, it's kind of like, imagine all the internet service providers are a whole bunch of like rabid dogs in a cage. And then freaking Ajit walks up and he opens up the cage. I kind of want to see which one's the first one that's going to come out and try and bite us, so that we can just see a mob of people just fucking smash him into the ground.
Yep. I'm actually kind of looking forward to the ramifications, because I think what's going to end up happening is it's going to backfire on these huge businesses.
Yeah. I mean, I really... It's one of those things where, depending on who decides to make the leap, because, I mean, imagine if Comcast does it. What are we going to do? I mean, is just everybody going to be like, well, you know what, the information era is over. Let's just go on ahead and just no internet.
Nah, the thing is, we will still be paying for the service that they will then have to give us because we're paying for it. And we will protest. Not only protest, but we will probably figure out something real clever, because that's what the internet does.
Yeah, that is true. We're going to piss off, you know, things like Anonymous and all that other shit.
Which, historically, has not gone great for people.
Pretty much no one, actually. Ever.
Yeah.
It's kind of like with that whole, there was a secure, like an identification security service that was trying to take advantage of the whole situation with everybody's tax information basically just being leaked.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then he was like, he had the service that's supposed to, I think it's like called LifeLock.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm, you know, putting my social security number on billboards and commercials, and I'm just going to, like, I'm totally secure with my safe, secure, whatever.
His identity was stolen, like, 81 times or something like that.
Yeah. So, I kind of hope that something similar to that happens, where it's like, Comcast is like, well, if you use YouTube, let's go on ahead and put up your rate, and then people just like, you know what, why don't you go fuck yourself?
Yep. I'm really hoping that this backfires on big corporations, because the alternative is that it won't, and that is horrifying to me.
To be fair, a lot of things that have happened since, you know, 2016, 2017 have been horrifying.
That's true. That is very true. Although, we didn't get hit by an asteroid, which I was told was supposed to happen.
I'm kind of wishing we had.
Just end it. I'm done.
I don't want to pay extra for internet. I'd rather just die in a hellfire. Seems good to me. Which I'm sure a lot of people are kind of fantasizing about that. It's like, oh, the world's ending. Not that there haven't been a shit ton of doomsayers, like, ever. But I'm sure that now people are actually kind of like, oh, I actually really do hope that, you know, a giant rock just takes us out in an instant rather than fucking dragging it out like this. Fucking, we're gonna get nuked eventually. Someone's gonna eventually just be like, you know what? USA just really needs to just not be here anymore.
Beep. See, that sucks for everyone else that's attached to North America.
Yeah. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things where if you've just got a gangrenous limb, you just gotta cut it off, you know?
Oh, man.
Although, one thing that I am actually noticing that I'm not sure how exactly I feel about is the fact that one of the, besides erasing everything that Obama's name could possibly be tacked onto, Senior Cheeto, pretty much his secondary objective has, in my opinion, been to destroy any unity that the United States has.
Yeah, he's been doing it systematically, group by group.
And he's just kind of just tearing away at, you know, the ties that bind us together and make us one country. And I think probably the end result is just going to be like, you know what? Fuck you! And states just go off and do their own fucking thing.
Well, he's after the transgendered people now. The LGBTQ community.
What's he doing this time?
Well, that's what the, before the podcast, we were talking about those words that were the CDC word ban. We briefly talked about how they already did that with some gun control terms.
Hey,
we're not getting into that.
CDC said that there are no word bans.
Okay, no, the director of the CDC said that there are absolutely no word bans. But okay, I think that might be because they haven't received it in writing yet. They've received it on Twitter.
Well, you know, Senior Cheeto just loves fucking tweet. Like, he's pretty much probably going to make anything that I tweet is just automatically a law, so...
Yep. God fucking damn. But at any rate, the words that you're not allowed to say are as follows. Sorry, I'm quickly scrolling back to it. I say quickly, but I'm having to vamp.
Are as follows.
Diversity. Fetus. Transgender. Vulnerable. Entitlement. Science-based. Evidence-based. Now, I just want to point out real fast. Those last few hyphenated words. Guys, shouldn't that ring some fucking alarm bells?
All the bells? Yeah. Pretty much all the bells have been going off since, you know, the last election, which shall not be named.
Removing or trying to put a kibosh on using terms like science-based and evidence-based sound an awful lot like literally trying to hinder progress.
Also, what the fuck is with the word fetus? Like, why? Like, what? What? Why?
it's because of the Zika virus.
Yeah? That you'd think that you'd fucking want that word.
No, because if they pretend it doesn't happen, then they could just let it keep killing, you know, poor people.
Wow. That's pretty...
Is that too jaded? They just gave themselves a, what, $1.4 trillion fucking tax break? Is it really so jaded at this point to say that they're not just trying to kill off poor and middle class people?
Fair enough, I guess.
Guess what? You have all that money, nobody's gonna take it if they're all fucking dead! Idiots!
See? But then they'll become the middle class. Can't have a, you can't have an upper class if you don't have a lower middle class. Like, what are you...
Fucking lower middle class people run your goddamn everything, idiots. Anyway. I really want to go to some individuals and shake them until something fucking falls out.
Like some sort of mind worm that's controlled.
Whatever is happening, whatever crawled up their fucking asses to make them such dickbags.
Yeah, no, that sounds about right.
I'm fucking furious at our goddamn government and the people in power. And I know that means not just our fucking elected officials, guys.
Yeah, ever.
There's no fucking conspiracy anymore. It's an open goddamn secret. Which is an oxymoron, I realize.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's just, now it's less, let's keep this under wraps, and it's more, at this point, just kind of like, yeah, I'm doing this. The fuck are you gonna do about it? Like, they're getting more and more brazen with shit like that. Before, it was kind of just like, oh yeah, tell everyone what they want to hear.
Because they keep getting away with shit.
Oh yeah.
How is it that gamers are holding that industry more accountable than the rest of the fucking populace? You almost elected a fucking goddamn pedophile by a 1.25 goddamn percent margin of the vote. Do you fucking realize what that goddamn means? That means that you'd rather have a fucking kid fucker in the office than a fucking Democrat. Fuck off!
But, you know, if they're not, you know, if they're not part of your
party group, fucking loyalty can go shit itself. Oh, wait, it already did.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's fairly evident at this point. Hey, you know what? All the you know, Republican has to do is point at the Democrat and say emails, and then it's just like, ah, and then everybody just, like, hey, the vote shift the other way.
Whatever fucking alternative universe Hillary won, she's the problem for them, not for us. Our problem is orange with yellow hair. Sorry, whitish? I don't... It's got a tint to it, but I'm not sure it's not just his fucking face rubbing off on his hair.
I love that before we were kind of just like, oh yeah, we're not gonna get into politics, but it's just...
There's too much! Too much! We tried real fucking hard.
Yeah?
Too goddamn much has happened to not say a goddamn thing about it. I had some lighthearted news in this fucking show notes. I'm off the notes. I just threw my phone for no reason.
I'm off the notes, smash. Oh, well, I guess that's probably a bad decision.
Didn't go very far, mind you, but still.
Landed on a pillow, it's all good.
I mean, really, what the hell, guys? How was our country like this? Like, how are you so easily fucking duped? Are you stupid? No, this is not the way to win people over.
Are you a fucking idiot? Just like, oh, well, I guess I'm not voting for whatever you vote for next time, asshole.
Okay, I've realized that being angry and loud makes people double down because they feel threatened and they feel like they have to defend themselves. So they will just double down on whatever choice they made.
Sorry.
Was that a little too obvious?
No, I guess.
They will just double down on whatever choice they made and not actually learn anything, not look at the truth and accept it. The fact of the matter is, if you have to say what about, that means you are deliberately ignoring the point. If you say, what about so-and-so, that means that, yes, that person also did a bad thing.
This person should also fucks kids, but at the same time,
Get
what about
also that other includes guy? The guy we were talking about previously?
Yeah. Also, I miss Irish Spring.
Right? It smells really good. I've got Irish Spring in the bathroom because it smells good.
It smells good, and it also gives you that like squeaky clean feeling.
I do feel much cleaner with Irish Spring. This is a weird topic.
Totally not paid advertisement.
Man, I do need to take a shower after this fucking podcast.
Well, even just this conversation is like making you perspire. It's like, ah!
It's really frustrating, and it's getting to a point where it's like, hey, can we stop letting things get bad? We have power. Why are we letting this happen? Guys, talk to your fucking governor. Talk to your state representatives. Talk to government. Tell them, because they work for you, tell them this is unacceptable, and if they want to stay in fucking office, they'll shape up, or they'll ship out.
I would wonder, because I've talked quite a bit about I guess you could call it a conspiracy theory, but it's really not a theory. It's the fact that corporations have spent millions upon billions of dollars with, you know, psychiatrists or psychologists, what have you, and basically trying to map out the human brain and find out the best way to, like, find out how we, like, act as, you know, a being and use that to their advantage. And I feel that a lot of stuff that's happening now is a product of that research. Like, people know that, you know, the masses will, if you do something that'll piss people off, like even a large amount of people, most of the time, you just wait it out. Like, you'll get death threats, you'll get emails, people will be banging on your doors like, ah, this, that, the other. But you just wait it out for a couple weeks.
And there's no other ramifications.
Exactly. Just because they figured out that's like a survival mechanism. Like, our brain thinks in the now, and like, we do kind of hang on to things, but not with the zeal that we had in the moment. Like, this whole net neutrality thing, if nobody, like, if ISPs don't continue to poke the bear and they just kind of let it go, I think that it's going to come to a point where people are just not going to care, and they're going to move on to the next bullshitty thing. That's another thing that they're doing. It's like, they're not just waiting. They're basically just like, look over here, here's another shitty thing that we're doing. Look over there,
there's another shitty. Because there's too many fucking balls in the air.
And it's just like us, like the way that we're wired as a biological, just like a human being, we can't handle that. And it's working to their advantage, because then they can just get away with whatever they want. And then it's going to have to, depending on how they handle it. Like, in the past, it was like, you know, Hitler came into power and he's like, you know what, I just want to kill Jews. And he just starts doing that, and then people are obviously pissed off, and so they did something about it. But I think they're going to just like, I know, that's just going ahead and just take, like, things like the Holocaust and just, but anyway.
Because it did happen, guys.
Oh, yeah. But I think they're going to just creep into it, something like that.
Real quick, I want to make sure that didn't sound like sarcasm. I totally, absolutely know that the Holocaust happened, and I want you to understand that wasn't sarcasm. That was me saying it because there are people who don't believe it happened. Okay, anyway, continue. I didn't want
to... No, that's okay. That's...
I just wanted to clarify to make absolutely certain people knew that.
Exactly. But it's just like, they're... Basically, they're trying to make it so that they aspire to be, you know, Hitler and to fuck people over, but they realize and they learn from history that they can't just be Hitler overnight. They need to transform into Hitler over months and years of being, like, you know, in office. And, I mean...
It's almost like you're drawing great parallels.
No, not in an office. Like, I'm sure they work in an office somewhere, not the office. But they just... they're not going to become the evil thing that we can rise up against and fight overnight. They're going to bide their time, and they're going to slowly, brick by brick, build their tower that eventually we just can't do anything about.
They're going to make you okay with it first.
Yep. It's like, that's
they're going to start with the tip.
Whoa.
Just to see how it feels.
God damn it, John.
And then it's going to get worse.
And it's just, and you'll notice that the shit that they do is bigger and bigger and bigger, and then eventually they just go all in, and it's like...
Yeah, because then they've got you.
Yeah.
They're already fucked.
Pretty much. I mean, the person in office is not that good at real estate, but he's still a fucking businessman, and he's still made fucking billions of dollars doing what he's doing, which apparently he's shitty at. So how is someone shitty in real estate who gained their money in real estate? Like, obviously they've got something else that's...
It's almost like he cheats on things and lies and does underhanded tactics in order to get tons of money so that he has this hypothetical power, I mean, real power over people.
Yeah. It's like, how does that happen? Well, you have to have a certain... evil, fucking mischievous mind. Mischievous.
There is this idea in our country that somehow the rich just are allowed to get away with things. And I know that in reality that's what's been happening, but I just want to posit, why are they allowed to just do these things? Should they not be subject to the exact same laws as every other citizen? They are not more special than any other person just because of their job. No. In fact, being known means that they should get a harsher treatment. Because they fucking know better.
It's almost like, I don't know, government agencies are afraid of the repercussions of pissing off someone who, like, almost signs their check in some cases.
Right? You'd think that they would actually learn that we are the hand that feeds them and they are biting.
Well, I was even thinking that it's like, you know, you've got someone in power, someone who spends a lot of money on, you know, donating and stuff like that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're going the opposite direction.
Yeah. I mean, like, I really wish that it wasn't that way, but also at the same time, it's kind of like it's part of the reason why, and then part of it, at least.
Well, I'm very happy that all these scandals have started happening amongst the congressmen of our country and senators, because I believe that it needs to clear the air somewhat. And you'll notice that people got real quiet in both the Congress and the Senate about some of these scandals, and a lot of them haven't been calling for resignations or anything, because they know they're next on the fucking list. I have no doubt that some of these people that are being quiet and not calling for resignation of their peers, or trying to make excuses for their peers, are also guilty.
They've got their own skeletons in the closet. They're just waiting to have, like, brought to light.
Yeah. I mean, fuck, Senator Al Franken got in trouble. I mean, that kind of fucking broke my heart, honestly. But, you know, he did it. He owned up to it, too. And he's stepping down. Because he felt that's what was right. But in his stepping down speech, he also pointed out that what he did was a bad moment of comedy, but it was absolutely unacceptable. But how is it acceptable that there's even in the running a pedophile? I'm just going to keep hammering that point home, guys.
That almost...
Like... We almost elected a pedophile just so the Republicans would maintain a majority vote.
You know, he hasn't been, like, you know... Has he been actually charged with that shit yet? The Miss Senior Pedophile?
Well, he hadn't been charged yet. But he's no longer a public figure like that.
Oh.
So we'll see what happens now. Now what I'm sure is happening is an investigation. And charges will come if there's anything found. But something that is on the record is he is not allowed in his city's mall. That much has been proven. He was kicked out for being lecherous.
Oh. Kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Moment of silence for... Just...
So...
It's just, there's a lot of shit that is going on, and a lot of just negative bullshit. Hopefully in the second half we'll be able to lighten things up a bit.
Guys, there's hope. There is hope. Call your senators, call your congressmen, call you the people representing you. You are the one who put them in office. You can sure as shit take them out of office. Don't take them out. Take them out of office.
I don't know, depending on how bad they are, I mean, fucking... I mean, I would never condone anything like that, but, you know, I know where I can get a... I know where you could get a sniper rifle, and there's this one building with a library.
Wow! JFK reference, huh?
I do it again.
Did you read those papers by chance?
No, because... Well, all I saw was that, like, a shit ton of stuff was redacted, so I was like, what the fuck's the point?
Yeah.
That's...
To protect the identities of other people. Well, okay.
What identities? Fuck you! Fuck your, like, redacting shit and fuck your hiding stuff.
The people you're protecting are probably fucking dead.
Either dead or... Then what... like, are they incarcerated? Like, is it something that they were charged for? Oh, no. Is there something they should be charged for? Is that what you're hiding? Are you fucking, like, aiding and abetting fucking criminals? Is that what you're saying? No. It's fucking... I understand that there's, like, a period of time where there's information that is sensitive to ongoing fucking investigations. But after that, everything should be fucking transparent. You can't say that you're releasing information when you hand someone a booklet and 90% of it is just like fucking black marker. It's like, oh, what is that? Oh, that is the shit that we can't show. Why the fuck did you bother handing me this piece of paper then, you piece of shit cunt? Fucking goddamn it.
You mad, bro?
Ah!
It's okay, I already had my rant, so...
I was like, that sort of shit just pisses me off. It more and more just obscurity and hiding shit from the people that you're supposed to be serving. And it's just... Ah! And the fact that that kind of glossed over, like, oh yeah, these papers were released. Okay, big fucking deal. And then everyone's just like, okay, whatever. And it's just, that's it. Like, what? You don't care that there's this information that the government is hiding that will literally never be seen by anybody that isn't, like, in the fucking know? What the fuck is this? Some sort of goddamn club? To be fair,
that was already information they didn't have, so continuing to not have it doesn't really change a lot.
It's fucking, like...
I get the frustration of, you fucking bitch! You just...
It's like, here you go.
Tease!
It's like, for years, they're sitting there dangling over our heads. It's like, oh yeah, you know, a whole bunch of people are just like, oh, there's a fucking conspiracy. There's a fucking conspiracy. And everyone's like, no. Just wait, you know, they'll release all the information, like, someday. We'll know what happened. And then it's like, now it's sitting there, it's like Christmas Day. Oh, sweet, we finally get to know what fucking happened. We get to know all the information. And then we look at the booklet, and it's just like, oh, yeah, you know, fucking, yeah, you finished the first chapter. And then the rest of it's just like, you've got nothing.
I just want to know if I'm right or not, guys.
Yeah.
Just give me that.
It doesn't fucking matter anymore. Like, come on.
It's done. It's so far done.
It's just like, what are you fucking protecting? Like, there's
literally before I was alive.
Yeah. It just gives me a short circuit in my fucking brain. That it's just like, what excuse could you possibly have for that? I don't understand. Is there still an investigation going on? Like, are you still, like... There's that one cop in New York City that's just like, we'll never let this go. Their entire wall is just filled with, like, a whole bunch of pictures with the yarn in between them and shit like that. And he's just like, I fucking gotta crack this case. You can't tell them anything about this. And it's like, oh, okay, fine. Hold on. Let me get this Sharpie. Just meep, meep, meep. Fuck you. Fuck this government. This entire United States of bullshit can just dissolve into a heap of, like, 50 countries. I don't care. Like, fucking... I live in Washington, at least for the most part, they're, like, pretty smart. So if we decide to just break apart and we're like, you know what, everyone, there's no union.
We're Washingtonians, like, now.
Yeah. It's like, I'd be happy being Washingtonian.
Or maybe we're the Pacific Northwest.
Dude, yeah. If Washington, Oregon, and California just kind of got together, it's like, hey, what's up? Let's go on ahead and just, like, form our own fucking thing. We'd have fucking Hollywood. We'd have the rest of the world by the balls.
I honestly don't think the secession is likely. But we also have steam.
See, there we go. We've got Steam, we've got Microsoft, we've got fucking Hollywood, we've got all this
Hollywood.
Shit.
Hollywood.
It's like we'd be pretty well off. Like we're like fine. The rest of you, Idaho, have fun with your fucking potatoes. You can die in a fire.
Your potatoes and your racists. Not that all of you are racist, but some of you are racist.
Not all of you fuck your sister, but some of you fuck your sister.
So I also, in the spirit of pointing out that not all of them fucked us over, I do want to point out that the votes in the FCC against net neutrality, or for the abolishment of net neutrality, it was
like
split. It was 3-2. Meaning that there were two people in a position of power that were like, no!
This is dumb. Did you even read this? And the other three are like, no. It's like, well, fuck.
Well, one of the gals, I say gal, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, I just don't know her name. One of the women on the board actually spoke out and said that that Ajit Pai was on the wrong side of history. And she hoped that he got forgiveness.
I hope he gets forgiveness or a fucking bullet in the head. Like that.
Jeez. It just got forgiveness on it.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be my forgiveness. Fucking, no.
I don't wish you death, sir. I just wish you something really inconvenient for the rest of your fucking life.
I hope he fucking turns around or dies and not be a problem anymore. Like, I'm not saying that I'm going to kill him because...
He's not going to turn around. No. He went too fucking ham-fisted into this. Anyway. He's either going to get taken out of power or he's going to be removed.
So, I just to not seem like the guy that's like, I'm going to fucking kill everyone that doesn't agree with me, I was going to say I want him to not be a problem anymore. I want him to be out. I want him to be, like, go back to fucking Verizon and be a fucking lawyer. I mean, do your fucking... Like,
how do people forget that he was a fucking lawyer for them?
I don't...
You didn't know what a fucking conflict of interest is? There's a reason that fucking presidents are supposed to, mind you, give up everything that they have as far as businesses and put it into a trust until they are done being president so that you're not influenced in any way, shape, or form by monetary gains of their companies.
Yeah.
Now this motherfucker used to work for them! The very companies that he's acting in the best interest of! Does that not seem a little fucking suspicious!
Sorry, yeah, that's pretty much kind of where I was.
Not to mention the thousands and thousands of reports of commenters that were in support of the abolishment of net neutrality that were all dead people.
The dead people forged...
Okay, not all dead people. Mostly dead people.
Yeah.
Some of them were missing.
Yep, no.
Or homeless.
I support the abolishment of net neutrality. Do you have internet? What's internet?
You are a surprisingly literate person visiting the library. I guess that makes sense, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, that's just so much shit. I want to be gone. I don't want to be here.
It's called the Emoluments Clause! God fucking damn it!
What?
Emoluments Clause. The Emoluments Clause is actually that was brought up for, because Benjamin Franklin, an elected official, was actually given a gift by King George when he went across after, you know, the whole thing with the American Revolution and everything. So he was gifted these things and brought them back, and people were like, doesn't that seem like it's a little bit of a conflict of interest that you received stuff from the guy that we just broke off from? And that's when the Emoluments Clause was established, actually. So, you know, we can't receive gifts from foreign powers.
Or how about you?
Even though, you know, Trump, since he's taken office, in order to establish a better trade route with China, who he previously was like, China's gonna kill everyone! China's gonna ruin our economy! They're our number one competitor! Oh, you're nice and friends with him now, aren't you, fucker? He went and established his own, trademark, which he'd been trying to get for fucking years before. He'd been trying to get his trademark with China for years for just his name, his fucking name, Trump. But he couldn't do it because they were like, no, that's stupid. Fuck you. No. And then suddenly he's the president. He has the power to influence trade and tariffs. And suddenly they're like, hey, you know that copyright you wanted? Here it is. Nope, not a conflict of fucking interest at all. That's clearly not a goddamn bribe that he's ever gonna fucking profit off. It's a fucking copyright!
So, I think we're gonna go on ahead and...
That's just one of the instances!
We're gonna go
ahead. He lives three blocks! In the White House, he lives three blocks from one of his fucking hotels that he has foreign dignitaries stay the night in! He just has to walk three blocks to pick up the cash! Okay, anyway...
We're going to go on ahead and cool off for a minute. I think our next half is going to be less political, more gaming and fun stuff, hopefully.
We'll see!
Not so much new doom and gloom, we're all going to die.
God damn it, all fucking hell's piece of shit. Motherfucking god damn it, I'll see you on the next part.
We'll see you guys.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Opticast.
We have Optifine on, so we have better resolution, better draw speed, more chunks can be loaded out at the same time. Yeah.
That's fine. Also, Optifine fucking monitors suck dick, or at least our old ones.
Oh, I was talking about Minecraft.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're right.
It was actually kind of funny, randomly thinking there was a bug at work where it was just like, for some reason, my monitor keeps turning off and turning back on, like, randomly. Like,
What the fuck is going on? Oh, it apparently is when you use Optifine monitors with this, like, random adapter that we were using. It's like, oh, that's cool.
That's unusual.
Yeah.
And very particular.
Yeah. So, sort of random. But yeah, so this is the more optimistic part of the podcast. We spent the entire break, which has been like a fucking hour, pretty much half an hour to an hour, just like...
Yeah, it was a lot longer than I thought it was going to be.
Just being all like, oh, let's talk about this bad shit. It's all fucking... But now we're feeling great.
Great.
It's awesome.
The great. Booze has kicked in, at least.
Yeah, there's that.
So, Disney bought 20th Century Fox. 21st Century Fox? Sorry. I remember if they updated or not. The point is, they bought that. So now they have everything Marvel.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Could be awesome.
I guess they said they aren't going to ruin Deadpool. Don't worry, guys.
Oh, my God. Then we want to make Deadpool more family-friendly.
That is exactly the opposite of Deadpool.
Yeah. That would be... That's kind of interesting. It's like, I've been pleasantly surprised, for the most part, with the stuff that Disney has decided to acquire, and then you're actually kind of surprised that, oh, Disney owns that? All right.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's like the whole...
Like Star Wars?
Yeah, it's like the Star Wars bit. I haven't seen the second one that they released, which is apparently, you know, Star Wars 2 Death Star Returns, and people weren't happy with it, because it was basically fucking, like, the Death Star shit again.
Oh, I've been hearing that people were like, ugh, all the feelings, guys, feelings.
Feelings.
This is gonna make you cry. No, it won't.
No, probably not. But I did see the first Disney Star Wars that came out. I forget the name of it.
The Old Force Awakens?
Yes. And I actually thought it was pretty good. Like,
yeah, it was good.
I was actually surprised.
It was a really good retelling of A New Hope. I mean that genuinely. They did it deliberately.
Yeah.
It was a good retelling of A New Hope. And it added enough to keep people invested in the lore.
Yeah. And now they have the whole... The Last Jedi and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Should be interesting. I think that released, like, what, Friday?
Yeah. I actually am sitting on 2 free tickets to the movie theater. That was given, like, last Christmas.
And you're like, sweet!
Yeah.
An actual movie that's coming out that's worth it to watch, possibly.
I almost used them on Thor. But I'm kind of glad I did.
Oh, yeah. Huh. And speaking of Thor, confession, I have not watched a Marvel movie in a long time. Like, I actually was thinking
that's
about,
okay.
Like, the last actual, say, like, when people are talking about the Avengers movies, and I'm like, movies, as in plural? And, yeah, no, I saw the first Avengers. That's it.
You guys gave me so much crap.
All right. Well, everyone, you know, talks, this movie's so awesome. I think, what was I trying to watch? It was a fucking Marvel movie with goddamn fucking...
Robert Downey Jr.?
Well, I haven't watched the...
Mark Ruffalo?
I haven't watched the recent Iron Man's either, so fuck you. But no, it was... I'm trying to fucking think of his name. Like, I can fucking see... Apocalypse! It was the one with Apocalypse.
That was X-Men, though. That was previously 21st Century Fox.
Oh, yeah. So I haven't seen that. Well, we've seen half of it. We got to the point where shit hit the fan, and then we just haven't watched it anymore, because... Child. And... It was like, oh, yeah, it's a superhero movie, but you're not old enough to appreciate superhero movies yet. So you just get bored, and then you want us to, like, play and do other shit. God, parenting sucks. Especially as far as, like, actually watching movies and, you know, being up to date on shit like that. Like, we haven't watched... We used to watch Walking Dead and fucking Game of Thrones, like, fairly religiously. Like, we would watch them as they came out. Like,
it's okay to be wrong.
Well, I mean... Apparently, it's really shitty now. Like, the last thing that we saw in Walking Dead was after they did the whole cannibal thing. Like, I forget, like, Terminus, I think, is what the name was.
Go back over their same storylines over and over again.
Yeah.
So many fucking times.
I've heard from so many people that are just like, God damn it, I just want to stop watching this just because it's the same fucking thing. Like, a lot of people are rather dissatisfied with the latest series of The Walking Dead. I haven't heard anything on how satisfied people are with Game of Thrones, but, I mean, like, I haven't watched the last, like, 2 or 3 seasons.
Well, you know how I am with popular media. I wait until everyone stops talking about it to consume it.
Yeah.
which is why I brought up the Avengers earlier.
They're like, we wait, and then we wait some more, and they're like, a new season came out, and people are talking about it again. It's like, okay, I got nothing.
It'll end eventually.
Yeah,
hopefully. Like, there's so much other stuff I'm still catching up on, honestly. I'm still re-going through One Piece with Emily again.
God, something I can't even imagine starting something like
it's
One Piece.
So it's so good, dude.
It's good, but it's so fucking daunting. It's like, there's so much.
But that should be a selling point. Yeah, shouldn't it be a selling point?
When it's
so much of a good thing.
Yeah.
And it remains good. That's the thing. You can see, like, oh yeah, there are bad parts of Dragon Ball, and oh, there's terrible fucking parts of Naruto Fillerden. But One Piece has this consistency where the highs are super fucking high, but even the lows are still good.
Yeah. Which, that's fucking awesome, especially for something that's been as long running as that.
Yeah, and it's amazing that the author hasn't burned out by now, but it's still captivating. Like, Emily just saw the newest episode, because she's kind of in this weird thing where she's got these two timelines, and she's, like, catching up on the middle, so the bar keeps sliding. She's up to current date, and she's also way behind, yeah. Is what I'm saying. But she saw the last week's episode of One Piece, and was just taken aback by how tragic it was, because I talked it up a lot. I was like, oh my god, you have to see this episode, because it's really fucking sad. And she thought it was going to be, like, anime sad, but no, it was, like, actually, ow, sad.
My feels?
Yeah.
Wait, so she's watching, like, she's trying to catch up? Like, she's, like,
she's almost done it, dude.
Oh, okay. Well, I was thinking, I was like, so she's halfway through the series and also watching, like, the last...
She's not halfway yet. She's almost up to episode 300. Which...
300?
They're not up to 800 yet, so...
Fucking heck, god damn it.
They're on 783 as of today.
783...
783 of a good thing, James. Imagine if Black Adder had that many episodes. Would you have just watched them all?
No, I don't think I would.
Really?
But, I think, well, like I was saying, it's like when you're in a position where it's actually...
You don't have,
like,
to watch them all at once.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, if Black Adder is basically just, like, you know, every series is, like, its own encapsulated series. Or,
yeah, but
like,
it was still about the same... I mean, not the same guy, but it was about the same family.
Well, it had,
the whole time.
It had, like, the same characters, and some of them shared, like, the same themes as far as, like, what type of character they were. But at the same time, like, you could still watch, like, season one of Blackadder, and you would gain nothing from season one of Blackadder by watching the second season. So if it was something like that, almost like multiple miniseries using the same characters, like, I could kind of get behind that.
But
just
it is.
It's like, but, it, I mean, like, well, it has, like, on, like, it's still stacking on itself.
I mean, yes, it does have some ongoing characters, and that's the crew of the Straw Hat Pirates. But they go on these adventures, on these arcs, that have completely different stories.
Oh.
And they progress the whole world, so that the next time they go to a different arc, everything is affected by the last one. You know, like a story.
Yeah, well, no, that's
but, but that's the thing, like, each one in and of itself is still a self-contained story. Like, there is an overarching story that happens in between those arcs, but those arcs, when they become prominent, are the story.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have different story arcs, which can be viewed as, like, their own thing, but then the whole overarching story, or themes that, like, grow on themselves, make it so that you can't just, like, you can't be sitting there like, okay, we're on, you know, they just released episode 790-something. You can't just, like, start at episode 700 and know everything before that and be like...
Well, no, but again, why would you want to? I don't know why you're setting this weird timetable for yourself to watch these episodes. You can watch them at your leisure. Like, they exist. And the thing is, they are good. They will still be good whenever you choose to watch them next.
Yeah, I know. It's just, you know, it's when you have...
Maybe if it's so daunting to you, you start watching it, and then eventually Kirin becomes the age where he can watch it, too, and appreciate it. And you're watching this anime together and growing with him. He's getting to grow with the series as he's watching it.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me. Like, that was a magical experience. I was a little kid when I started watching One Piece. And now here I am nearly fucking 30, and it's still appealing to me because it changes thematically. It grows with its audience. You can do that. But you can still appreciate it at your own pace, too. You don't have to watch it like we do, where we watch 3 or 4 episodes a night.
Yeah.
Not every night, but, you know, when we do watch it, we watch 3 or 4 episodes.
Which are the early episodes kind of immature, would you say, then?
Yeah. Frankly, I mean, they're still, they're very anime, so if you're used to anime things, like, if you watched the original Dragon Ball...
So, yeah, well, if you're used to anime tropes, then it's...
Then like, you'll be fine.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, you were saying that it kind of grows with its audience, so it's like...
It still has tropes, and it still is immature at times, and it does that deliberately. Well, yeah. Because when it's really dark, it's really dark. It, like, Dragon Ball never got as dark as One Piece does.
Yeah. I don't think Dragon Ball got very dark at all.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's what you get into Dragon Ball Z and GT and fucking Blue Z or whatever the fuck they are now.
Super Saiyan. Or, sorry, Super Saiyan. Super.
Super. Oh, yeah, Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah.
What Super Saiyan are they at now? Like 13? Like, oh, look at that.
My no, they've actually broken away from Super Saiyan, finally.
Oh, wow. Comes to show how much...
Now it's called Ultra Instinct. Spoilers.
Ultra Instinct. Fucking bigger fish. God damn it.
I know. And you know, that's another thing that One Piece kind of stays away from for a long time. Luffy is basically at the same power level from episode 1 to 300. And then he's at the same power level from episode 300 to 400. Because something really dramatic happens. And then they decide, okay, they're going to take 2 years and grow as people. And then we're going to come back to them and see where they are.
So they've grown as people?
Yeah, and they have. They've gotten older. And that's the thing, like, they grow and they age as they're traveling. Because they're traveling by boat.
Takes a while to get to place to place.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I know I've talked about that series a lot. I really, really think that you would love it if you just get into it. That's how Emily was, too. She hated it for the longest time. Because she actually saw the 4Kids version of it first. So she thought it was terrible.
Oh.
So but then like she started watching it. And again, I want to point out, she started watching it. And now she's on episode 300-something.
Yeah. I don't know, it's just something that I've never been, like, a long series person. Like, when people are sitting there watching Friends or some series that's been going on for a long-ass time, and will continue to go on until, you know, fairly recently, but whatever. Semi-recently. It's just, like, I don't really get into the continuing storyline. I like miniseries. I like, you know, if you have, like, granted, probably 12 to 24 hours of a story... That's kind of like, sort of, I don't know. It's just kind of like what I'm more into.
But I mean, do you get tired of the characters? Because I know that there's a fair amount of episodes of Dragon Ball Z. And I know you've watched all of those. At the very least.
Well, I watched most of Dragon Ball, and then I watched probably all of Dragon Ball Z. Like, if not, like, maybe the last season I've kind of missed out on.
And is it possible that maybe you just got disappointed?
I don't know. I think because Dragon Ball Z introduced at least new versions of characters. Like, oh yeah, look at me, I'm Goku, I'm back from the dead again. And it's like...
Yay! Yay! Little Krillin's still there.
How are you still alive? Like, you can't do anything. What's wrong with you? But, it, like, even that, like, I don't know. There's a reason why I haven't really watched much of GT or Super...
Don't watch GT. Just don't watch GT.
Don't do it? Like... Is it that bad, really?
It's so bad they made a series that completely ignores that it happened.
Wow, okay. I did not realize that.
Super completely ignores. Super picks up exactly from where fucking Z left off.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Alternate timeline much?
Or no.
Just
like,
or just completely...
It's not canon.
Wait, GT isn't canon?
No, it wasn't written by Akira Toriyama.
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah.
See, and that's also, like, I kind of, like, especially with the long-growing series, or just, like, long-going series, I just sort of like, lose touch. And to me, actually, Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z, I kind of enjoy it, A, for the animation style, because I fucking love Akira Toriyama,
mm-hmm.
and which is part of the reason why I love Dragon Quest VIII.
Well, probably, like, a little show that I like to refer to as One Piece, if you like Akira Toriyama.
Shut your fucking mouth.
You know.
Well, Akira Toriyama fucking made Dragon Ball Z, and I still can't bring myself to actually, like, continue watching it. Because I think it's kind of cool, as far as, like, you know, the action sequences, minus the parts where they're, like, constipated. But it's just, like, I think it's kind of cool, but I would never go into a conversation with someone who's, like, big into anime and say Dragon Ball Z is, like, the best anime ever. Like, I would never fucking do that because I don't think it is. And it's like, I still enjoy it. I still love watching it. But at the same time, it's like, you know, it goes on for fucking ever.
I can honestly say, without a doubt, that One Piece is the best long-running anime.
Probably. But then, again, I'm also just like, I'm more interested in stuff like, I liked Black Butler. I still haven't even finished Black Butler, and it's like, only got like 2 seasons.
You don't, honestly, those 2 seasons can be completely... They do connect, but you don't need
the second season. See, and that's also kind of the, I think that's part of the reason why I haven't continued the second season. Like, we got, like, maybe halfway through it. And then I think we probably just identified that this is a completely, like, different thing, and we don't really like this different thing. And so then we stopped kind of watching it. But I still, like, look fondly back on watching the first season of Black Butler.
It's real different.
Yeah. And it's like, I really enjoyed it. And I really like things that go on for, like, a couple seasons. Like, it just kind of, like, end. Like, it's got beginning, middle, and end that's very, like, manageable. And
so, does this tie into the way that you game and the way that I game, for example? Like, where you can't just pick up from where you left off. You have to remember. So you have to go re-experience it. Like, is that why it's so daunting to you? Because if you had the service, like, Crunchyroll... It would literally remember where you were. Not a sponsor, but it is what we use. If you had a service like them, it remembers what episode you were on for you.
Oh yeah, no, and
you could just pick up where it was and still remember everything.
And something like anime, even on Netflix, like that would be the way it works for me because it's like, you know, granted sometimes they'll probably drop it, but I can. It's not necessarily that. It's just like, I don't know. It's also the reason why nowadays, especially because the time that I have is very... I guess the time that I have being a parent is very fucking precious to me. Like, every hour is, like needs to be the best. Like, I don't even know why I got into an MMO. The reason why I started playing 14, like, was because a friend, like, one of my coworkers plays it, and he's like, you should totally try this out.
And because you wanted to play it, let's be honest.
Well, yeah, I have kind of wanted to play it, but the reason why I've continued is the fact that it plays sort of like a single-player game with multiplayer elements. Like, when yeah. I get... But one thing I've thought about, and, like, looking towards the future, and kind of just, like, figuring out what I'm going to do at that point, is when I actually run out of story content, I'm probably going to drop my sub, because I'm not... the type of person that it's like, yeah, there's endgame raids and stuff like that I could do. I could level up my other characters. I could be more like...
But that's not what you enjoy.
On the social side. Yeah, because it's like, when you get into that, then it's just like this never-ending sea of stuff that you could do, or it's like, oh, well, I've gotten leather crafting up to max, might as well start doing this other thing, and might as well start doing that. It's like, and then at that point, all you're doing is just kind of play the game for the sake of the game, which a lot of people do, and it's not a bad thing. But also at the same time, I'm probably going to shift to something that's a little more story-driven. Like, especially, I'm actually kind of daunted by that when Final Fantasy XV comes out on PC. It's going to be a huge fucking game. And they said that they're going to include, like, all the DLC, so it's going to be, like, this giant fucking behemoth.
Experience, yeah.
That I really want to fucking play. But it's going to, like, it's taken me 2 months to get through... The base, like, A Realm Reborn, the Final Fantasy 14, I almost said 11 again, the Final Fantasy 14 storyline that they came out with, like, at the beginning, almost, and it's like, it's going to take me probably at least several more months to get through even the first expansion, Heaven's Word,
mm-hmm.
Heaven's Sword, And it's
dude,
like,
so many people made that mistake. I wouldn't worry about that.
And then it's like, then I think about the storyline of Stormblood, and then there's, like, the new shit that they're coming out with now. Like, there's one, it actually looks like a Legend Returns with Balthier, like, ooh, coming to Final Fantasy XIV. I'm stoked for that, but that is so far down the fucking line. Like, there is so much shit between me and there, and it's going to take me so long to get that far, that, like, I'll probably be playing this game a year before I even complete, like, the story elements. Like, not even thinking about fucking endgame content. So then, at that point, I'll be like, okay, I'm gonna drop my sub and move on to, like, the other, like, 300 games that are in my Steam fucking library.
I guess the thing I'm most confused about is I've started doing something recently that has made me a lot happier as far as gaming goes. I've just stopped playing a game if I'm not enjoying it.
Yeah.
Just, it could be a game that I otherwise enjoy on some days, and I might come back to it, but if I'm not enjoying a game, I'll just stop.
Yeah.
And I guess I enjoy this enough that I know, because we have similar tastes, that you would enjoy it if you would just give it a chance. And I also know that it's great to be able to experience it with someone else. And I see an opportunity for you to experience it not only just with your son, but also with Haley. I don't know how Haley is about classic anime and those tropes and everything like that.
I'm sure she'd be fine with it. Like, we've watched, I think probably the longest running, we haven't even watched, like, the other branched off series of it, but we watched Full Metal Alchemist, and she liked that. And
that has some silly stuff in it, too.
Oh, yeah. And she doesn't seem to be bothered too much by anime tropes, probably because, like, I have been there, and I've been like, hey, have you watched this movie called My Neighbor Totoro?
Oh, yeah.
And she's just like, no. I'm like, oh my god, this was basically, like, a cornerstone of my childhood. Mm-hmm. We need to watch this. And then she actually enjoys it, and she doesn't care that I, like, want to watch it, like, a million times. And, like, yeah. And so she doesn't seem to be daunted too much by it. And also, I kind of enjoy it, so.
Well, there you go. And again, that's the only reason why I'm trying to hard sell you on it so much, is that I really enjoy it. I know that you would, too, if you actually got into it. And you may never get into it, and that's fine.
It's one of those things, though. Honestly, like, maybe a couple years down the road, when Kieran is old enough that he's just, like, you know, either A, doing his own thing and isn't, like, on us all the time. Because right now, it's like, if we want to watch something, it has to be something that I, like, if during the hours of when I get home to when we put him to bed at, like, 7, 8 o'clock, whatever we watch has to be something that I have to be okay with not paying attention to for 10 minutes at a time.
Yep.
And that is not something that I usually do. Like, it really pisses me off when I'm watching a movie. That's why we don't watch movies anymore. That's why I haven't watched Marvel movies recently. It's just like, because it's just like, even the Apocalypse movie that I was talking about, I forget which one it is.
X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh, X-Men Apocalypse.
That's straightforward, yeah.
All right, okay. X-Men Apocalypse. We spent two nights trying to fucking watch that movie, and we made like two 30-minute sessions. So we made it halfway through the fucking movie in two nights because fucking child. If you like entertainment and you want to focus on entertainment, like me,
don't have a kid.
Contraception is your friend. But anyway, not that, disclaimer, not that I love my son any less. Like, that whole situation, like, having a child is like, I would love...
But it is the sad truth that they are a time sink.
Yes, like 100%. And so that's why it's like, when he gets older, maybe when he starts gaming, or when he starts, I don't know, going out and kissing girls or whatever he's doing.
That's a ways away, I hope.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. I was like,
I mean, maybe not. But...
you never know, kids these days. But it's just like, when he starts doing his own thing and being more independent, I probably, or like, even if his interests coincide with mine a little bit, like, maybe if he likes anime, I would be so stoked. We'll watch One Piece, like, I'll get home, we'll start watching One Piece until we put him to bed, or, like, that sort of thing. That's, like, my dream scenario, of course.
Well, that's the thing. Like, One Piece is colorful, and it's fun, and it's, for the most part, pretty safe until you get to a certain point.
And then things just get, like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, things do, they still maintain that, again, the color is always going to be there. It's super fucking colorful all the time. But it does get really dark at a certain point, because they're like, hey, our audience has grown.
And so that's also when I'll probably be, you know, playing games more, or playing games with him more, that sort of thing. It's going to be a process, but right now I'm not in a position where it's like, basically, if I stay up late and try to have to kick my ass to get out of bed in the morning, like, I get maybe like 2 hours of entertainment to myself. That's best case scenario. That's like, we get him to bed at 7, and I stay up till like, well, we get him to bed at 7, meaning like he actually goes to sleep at like 7:45, 8 o'clock, and then I stay up till like 10.
It's no wonder you enjoy podcasting so much.
I don't know what you're talking about, John. But it's like, that's pretty much like, I get like 2 hours, which, you know, like I said, best case, and that's like, including setup and teardown of something. So it's like, I can't just be like, I could watch like a couple episodes a night, but that would basically be like all of my entertainment for the day. And I basically wouldn't play any games for months on end watching a show. Well, way to derail everything on Star Wars.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. We gotta end this somehow. We didn't talk about any of the shit we wanted to talk about. We started talking about the Disney and Fox merger, and that's as far as we fucking got.
Wow, that's true. We gotta just, like, went from there.
You got any quickfire things you want to talk about? Is there any important industry news that we should talk about besides that? That was probably the biggest thing, right?
The, I don't know, like, we're all gonna die.
The states that have the most... Oh, 2 million. The number's up to 2 million people that were used for frauding the comments in the net neutrality thing.
It's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. Bungie got caught doing a shitty thing.
Fuck Bungie. God damn it.
GTA released their new expansion, Doomsday, in which you take the role of a guy who probably shouldn't be doing the role that he's doing, but you're trying to stop Armageddon. So it's basically the plot of Saints Row, I just realized.
So GTA basically has become like an online thing now, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
So I noticed that was GTA Online, like it's basically like...
GTA Online is technically a separate game from GTA 5, even though it's literally the same install.
Yeah. But isn't the Doomsday thing, isn't that a GTA Online thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because all the...
But it's free, too. It's worth mentioning.
Yeah. So it's like free patches to their online service, which is kind of funny because they haven't, like, really been doing too much like, with the actual single-player stuff, I guess?
Yep.
Which is kind of interesting. But if it's working for them...
Yeah, I guess so. If it's working for the people, too.
Fucking microtransactions. I'll buy this car. It's a cool car. $1,000.
Man, fuck the gaming industry right now. Fuck the government right now.
Fuck games as a service. That fucking phrase is like goddamn the bane of my fucking existence. Also, fuck you, goddamn Capcom, and your goddamn Resident Evil fucking 7 bullshit. Fuck you. You've been selling the physical copy for $30 for the longest time. I just realized that I ranted about this in fucking Fleep, and I didn't fucking say it on the podcast. Maybe not. I don't know.
It's okay.
I'm just fucking so pissed off. They're like, I got a notification on my phone saying that fucking the PC version of Resident Evil 7 was 50% off, and I'm like, holy shit, this is awesome. So then I go in there, guess what? They raised the price back up to $60 so they could knock it down to $30 and say that they were giving you a fucking deal. Why don't you take Resident Evil 7 and shove it up your collective assholes? Fuck you, Capcom. You've been selling your physical copy for $30 for like 6 months now. Why don't you eat the biggest, fucking sloppiest dick you can fucking find?
But thanks for Mega Man 11.
Yeah, but thank you for that.
Alright guys, I think we're going to call it an episode now. Let us know what you thought in the comments. Leave some entertaining, I don't know, leave some happy thoughts, okay?
Yeah.
Like, give general hope to mankind, because the world's not over, despite our best efforts.
Yeah, all right? I know, right? You'd think it'd be over by now, but nope.
Nope.
Keeps going.
Alright, we'll catch you next week, guys. Bye!
See ya! Wouldn't want to be a bitch.